Baltimore-Washington Parkway, trying to make the recovery now. Southbound crash south as you approach 175 to watch for police there at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winds will increase today. Some of the clouds. We'll see some clouds at sun this afternoon. 47. Overnight tonight, breezy, cold, 30. Outside the Beltway, even colder. On St. Paddy's Day, some rain showers in the afternoon, 46. Sunshine in mid-50s returning by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Warrenton, 32 in Greenbelt, 36 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. 7 U.S. service members die in a helicopter crash in Iraq. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
All right, hang tight. Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel will be with us at 8:35 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. I want to give you an update on this bridge collapse at Florida International University. This just so sad. This bridge was built to join the university, the campus, to the town of Sweetwater, which was on the other side of an 8-lane highway, 4 lanes in either direction. And what prompted this was a student had been killed trying to cross that highway. You know, listen, when my school had what was called a highway in front of it. It had 2 lanes in each direction, I think, and you had crosswalks. Nobody ever crossed at the crosswalk. Kids would go in the middle of the road all the time. It happened. So they put a fence up to try to get you to go to one of the crosswalks or the other ones, and kids would jump the fence. So my university, my alma mater, just built a bridge from the parking lot.
Like a pedestrian bridge.
Yep, they built a pedestrian bridge, and that's what this was. This was a pedestrian bridge to go over this highway to connect the town to the campus. Approximately 4,000 students from that university do live in that town. Now, this bridge, as you saw and as you know now, collapsed. It was not officially opened yet. It was put in place on Saturday. So what it was is under the bridge on the other side, depending on which way you're coming, there's a stoplight. Mm-hmm. And so this light, you had to stop for the intersection. Some of the cars would wind up being under the overpass, as often happens. A lot of intersections you can think of where you stop, traffic backs up, it winds up under the overpass. So this has been put in place on Saturday. It was built off-site. It was brought in, and they placed it, the whole overpass, on these two large pillars on either side.
They were pretty proud of it. I mean, it was like,
yeah, it was pretty amazing to watch.
And it was installed in about 6 hours, they said. It took about 6 hours to take a prefabricated bridge and then settle it into place, and then they were going to keep working on it until, what, 2019 was when they expected this to officially open to foot traffic.
Yeah, so, and if you look and see the video of them doing this, 950 tons, and they managed to be able to make it mobile so that they could put it on the two supports on either side of the highway. So 950 tons. There were workmen working on this, doing some stress tests, and they were doing something with cables, as we know, that often hold these things in place when it just collapsed. It literally just, boom, collapsed in on itself, fell onto the roadway. And there are several cars trapped in, I believe, 8 cars they're estimating trapped either wholly or partially in this wreckage. Now, 950 tons, you can't just pull these cars out of this.
Yeah.
As of now, what we're hearing now is at least 6 people killed. That is, as of right now, the official number. That they expect that number to go up. Now, Miami-Dade Police Spokesman Detective Alvaro Zabaleta has an update on that number of fatalities.
What we can confirm is at this point, at least we can confirm 6 fatalities.
Now, again, there are people still stuck in this. He goes on to talk about the number transported to the hospitals who seem to have survived so far.
We do know that fire rescue transported 9 out of here that were transported to a local hospital. 1 perhaps may have transported themselves, because the reports we're getting from Kendall Regional is that they had 10 individuals at the hospital.
Amazing. Amazing, transporting yourself. Vince, I think you had said that there was someone who had just made a left at the light
yeah.
and makes a left at the light, and this thing collapses behind that driver.
Yeah, they had just cleared the bridge, and you can see the car, and they're kind of maintaining speed. But imagine, you know, like hearing that sound, looking in your mirror, and being like, "What just happened?" And a lot of people with that reaction around the bridge. Clearly, we saw so many students, as we often do now in events like this, sharing videos and pictures from the moment everything occurred of what they were viewing and kind of relaying their experience. It's never before in history do we get this many instantaneous eyewitness accounts. Do we see this horrific footage in this case?
Yeah, there was a woman who is also a police detective with Miami-Dade, and she just happened to be on the roadway in traffic. You know, so she was sitting there, and she watched this thing collapse, and she said, you know, I just went into mode. I just went into doing what I do. She said she jumped out of her car.
She went to work, she said.
Yep. And they found the construction workers. She said, I don't know whether they wrote it down. I don't know where they were, but they somehow wound up on top of it. One of them had a large laceration to his head. It was pretty deep. So he may be one of the people who we've heard about with head trauma. And she said, we wound up, one of them wasn't breathing. We started doing CPR on the guy, but he was on this structure in some way, shape, or form as a construction worker and managed to wind up on top of the rubble as opposed to under it. It has now shifted from recovery to rescue. A sad thing, but if you crushed under 950 tons, I guess they don't have high hopes for any kind of recovery. Here again is Miami-Dade spokesman discussing this investigation.
This is an investigation, so we don't want to rush it where we can damage any evidence that can be relevant to this investigation. So therefore, we're going to be able to take our time, and most of all, the most important thing is safety.
Yeah, the governor also, Florida Governor Rick Scott, weighed in during a press conference.
We will hold anybody accountable if anybody's done anything wrong. But the most important thing we can do right now is pray for the individuals that ended up in the hospital for their full recovery. Pray for the family members that have lost loved ones.
Yeah, of course. That's all you really can do. But this is really sad. I want to play this for you. This is on Fox News. This was an eyewitness talking about, you know, her experience watching this happen.
So I went, and there was a car who was completely crushed on the front part. So it's very safe to assume, unfortunately, that the driver and the co-pilot were both crushed completely. But then there was this young boy in the back of the car with full of blood and just basically speaking, begging for someone to help him. And that's something that I'm not going to be able to get out of my head, because I'm a mother of a kid too. And I just see that boy with his hand out the window just crying for help. And the police officers arrived, and they told me that they couldn't, or I couldn't, be under the bridge to help this person. And it's just completely insane. And you see a person asking for help, and that person is just full of blood. And you know that whoever is in front of him driving could be his family. And he's just basically asking, please save me from this, and that I can't do anything, and that no one can do anything. And of course, everybody's has to think of safety. And if I go under that bridge and something else happens to me, then it's another casualty. But it's just insane that it's a feeling that you cannot get out of your head, knowing that there is this person inside a car asking for your help, and you can't do anything for that person. So
especially a small child, that is just so heart-wrenching. But what comes to mind when I hear this woman ran under this bridge. That was her instinct. And I understand where they have to say, look, you can't be under here. And that, how hard that is. That's going to be, as she said, going to be with her for life. I give her a lot of credit, because I would like to think that I would do the same thing, but I don't know if I would. You don't know until you're in that situation. So prayers, obviously, to the people who we know have passed, to those who are recovering, hopefully, in the hospital being treated, and for those we don't even know yet.
A lot of families going through some tough times. Prayers for Florida International University. Tough, very tough one yesterday.
Yeah, 8:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, and our ride this morning in some areas, we do actually catch a break. No problems right now heading through Brandywine. In fact, the delays that we had that were pretty intense earlier this morning between Brandywine Road and Surratt's Road, those have eased. 210 still has some of the stop and go heading up toward Livingston Road and eventually up through to the Beltway. Wilson Bridge tie-ups before 210. Now, on the top side of the Beltway, just factored in, the delays pretty solid. College Park to Silver Spring, 270 earlier accidents out of the travel lanes, one at 118 and one in Rockville, and trying to improve, well, we're trying to see some improvement here, I should say. Trying to get into Leesburg, Route 7 had the longstanding crash as you head through Clark's Gap over near Route 9, activity on the shoulder. So we're still checking it out now. Again, it's the residual backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, wind increasing. You'll have a mix of clouds and sun, a high of 47, winds northwest at 22, 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 30. Tomorrow for your Saturday, partly cloudy skies. Then you're going to see some rain on your St. Patrick's Day with a high of 46. Sunday, lots of sun, highs in the mid-50s, and apparently flurrying in some parts of our listening area right now. Who knew? Currently in the nation's capital, we're at 36 degrees at 817 on WMAL.
All right, a lot of conversations. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press. It seems like everybody has a story about White House shakeups coming as early as today, actually. Some of the names being floated around that H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, could be headed for the door to be replaced potentially by John Bolton. We had John Bolton on, what was it, this week or it was last? We talked to John Bolton recently.
Last week.
He was dodging last week. Yeah, okay, he was dodging us. And he was, of course, you know, he did the same thing Larry Kudlow did to us when we spoke to him earlier this week. It was like, I can't address that. I can't talk about personnel issues, but there's a chance that Bolton replaces H.R. McMaster. One of the other gigs that's being looked at is this notion that the VA secretary, David Shulkin, could be replaced. A lot of concern within the administration, apparently, that things are not going as smoothly as they should or can, thanks to a number of things, including an inspector general report indicating a bunch of mismanagement that has not yet been resolved, and sort of just all sorts of little scandals that have been rocking David Shulkin and that may be weighing heavily on the president's mind that the press has been bad there. The name that we're hearing that everyone keeps talking about at this moment is Pete Hegseth from the Fox News Channel. I think he's doing Fox and Friends Weekend these days. And in fact, he's actually on Fox and Friends this morning. He's the host. He's the host on Fox, but also he's a former military guy himself and has done some work with Concerned Veterans for America. He has the potential here to be, I guess, the next VA secretary. That's, again, one of the conversations. And remember, his name actually did come up on the first round of who's going to be the VA secretary. Shulkin, the one guy that Trump kept from the Obama administration to sort of maintain that role. So we'll see. When asked about this yesterday, here's what the president had to say about the notion of more staff shakeups.
Well, the story was very false. I mean, they wrote a story about staff changes today that was very false. We made a wonderful change. I think Mike Pompeo is going to be an incredible Secretary of State. So there'll always be change, but very little. It was a very false story. It was a very exaggerated and false story. But there'll always be change, and I think you want to see change. And I want to also see different ideas.
Yeah, so he basically saying the stories that we've seen are false, but there are still changes coming. That's, I think, what we can read into that.
Well, as the president famously said, what, about 2 weeks ago, he likes a certain amount of chaos. That's how he operates. That's the arena in which he does his best work. Here's the thing. I'm surprised that Shulkin hasn't been replaced yet. I really am. The president has made a lot of promises to vets. The president clearly loves the military. And when you hear these bad reports coming out about the VA, and listen, Shulkin's been there since the Obama administration. He's had quite a while to make some changes and clean this up and make a difference. And the report that came out wasn't the most flattering, and there are still a lot of problems. I don't know. Maybe the president is happy with the changes that have been made and are going to give him more time to continue to make changes. But I'm surprised he's still there.
Okay, I want to give you an update too on something else. Gina Haspel, who is the deputy director of the CIA, being considered now tapped to become the director of the CIA. Now that Mike Pompeo is moving over into the State Department, taking over for the departing Rex Tillerson. All of that happening this week. The trick here is that Gina Haspel has been accused of being a torture queen for all sorts of things, including running a black site in Thailand. There is a major retraction that was published yesterday by ProPublica, who was responsible for originally writing a story in 2017 on February 22nd. And this is the top of the ProPublica correction. Correction: Trump's pick to head CIA did not oversee waterboarding of Abu Zubaydah.
Oops.
Did not oversee waterboarding of Abu Zubaydah. ProPublica erred when it reported in 2017 that Gina Haspel was in charge of a secret prison in Thailand during the infamous interrogation of an al-Qaeda suspect. Basically, it goes through all of this, including this notion that she was taunting him after his waterboarding. Just not true. Apparently, they drew from a book that had it was a different person, apparently, not Gina Haspel. So some corrections coming out this morning. We'll see if a bunch of other media outlets follow in line.
Yeah, the correction never as loudly broadcast as the accusation. 822 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to hear about Cindy from Flagstaff, Arizona. She wrote in to say, "Dear Chamonix, your eyelid product is great. It really works. It worked on me the first time and every time thereafter." Cindy's talking about Genucel's new eyelid lift. It's simple. She looks at her mirror every morning, and she sees no bags and no droopy eyelids. Now it's your turn. Order Genucel right now and watch the bags under your eyes and the droopiness disappear within 12 hours, or you get your money back. Call 800-525-2720. Or go to Genucel.com now. But your order today will do something else. Chamonix is expanding its partnership with Women Aware. Chamonix has been giving the exact same package you get to a woman in a shelter for battered women every day of the year. And your order today will allow them to expand this effort nationally. Go to Genucel.com right now or call 800-525-2720 to get the Genucel eyelid treatment absolutely free when you order Genucel bags and puffiness treatment. Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, it's first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we have a hiccup on the Maryland Beltway right now, heading into Silver Spring and then to College Park. This is on the inner loop side where we normally don't have a delay. So for those of you coming around from Connecticut Avenue, watch up ahead. I'm looking at delays right as you come up to Colesville Road, and that takes you to the crash between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Outer loop, you can see it. Very slow through that stretch as well. Now for 270, we had two earlier incidents. They've been cleared. One near 118 and one in the Rockville area. Has some pockets of those delays left. If it weren't a Friday, I think it would be much worse. But as you get down past the spur, then the next set of volume delays as you cross the Legion Bridge each direction. DC 295 southbound. We're good out of Riverdale this morning. In fact, I'm not seeing any major tie-ups there on the B-dub in that stretch. But once you get onto 295 Kenilworth Avenue, that's slowed down toward East Capitol Street. Heavy across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway for all. And Metro Rail, again, if you haven't heard, they're doing a lot of work, structural repairs needed between Benning Road and Capitol Heights. And as a result, this morning, expect delays on the Silver Line, trains every 24 minutes, and they're single tracking between Stadium Armory and Addison Road. And the Blue Line trains will go to New Carrollton instead of to Largo. Update is sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Your Davis, call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind out of the west, northwest, gusty at times, especially this afternoon, but a clear start with a few clouds coming in this afternoon and cooler 47, colder night tonight, 30 suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 826 on WMAL. All right, let's get into the March Madness. I know you all want to know. President Obama did fill out his bracket, and he still thinks we care. And I still think he picked wrong teams, but that's
he picked all ones and twos for the Elite Eight.
Yeah, of course he did.
He's boring.
Well, that's the point. Like, at least have some fun with it.
Yeah, pick something interesting.
Like Ralph Northam. He had some fun with this. And here is Ralph Northam on social media in a video filling out his bracket.
That's not Ralph Northam.
That's not Ralph Northam. Hold on. Yeah.
What's up, Governor?
And the winner is UVA over Tech.
Of course.
The score will be 71-69. Go Hoos.
Over Tech. I mean, I guess, do you have any other choice if you're the governor of Virginia?
He picked all Virginia teams to win, so he's already out because he picked Radford over Villanova, which didn't happen. But I'm running out of time here. Quick upsets. Yesterday, Matt Bonesteel from Washington Post said, don't be surprised if Loyola upsets, that they're being underrated. They upset number six Miami, yeah. 64-62. Buffalo, 13th team, over Arizona, number four, 89-68. Wasn't even close.
Already smacking the crap out of my bracket.
Yeah, sadly, Virginia Tech out. They lost to Alabama. So this is why I love this time of year. It's amazing. It's madness. It's also 8:28 on WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
coming up on WMAL. We're going to be joined by Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. We have so much to unpack with him. We're going to talk to him about everything that's happened so far and where he thinks things are going. Are we going to see any of those shakeups? Will we see Jeff Sessions crack down on Andrew McCabe by Sunday? We'll find out from Brett. It's 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Seven U.S. service members have died in a helicopter crash in Iraq. But Pentagon officials also say this morning that there is no indication that the helicopter was shot down. New this hour from Miami, a startling development in the investigation of yesterday's pedestrian bridge collapse.
We just learned from police that at least five victims are still pinned in the rubble. Now, this is 950 tons of concrete, and engineers and homicide detectives are working side by side to try to get to the bodies and also to preserve evidence, but they say that this is going to be a painstaking process.
Correspondent Rosa Flores, authorities do say at least six people are confirmed dead in that accident. The Washington Post is reporting that President Trump has decided he needs a new national security advisor and will be replacing H.R. McMaster soon. The White House, however, denies the reports that McMaster is on his way out. A car slammed into the rear of a stopped ride-on bus in Rockville last night, killing the car's driver and injuring several people on the bus. The Maryland Senate has approved a $44 billion budget, which includes more money for education, money that's apparently going to have to come from higher income taxes that Marylanders will pay, thanks to the recent federal tax overhaul. Alex Smith, eager to get to work as the new quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Very clear immediately the desire to win from top to bottom. The competitiveness top to bottom, the stakes, the urgency. I mean, I think those are all important things that need to start at the top. And I think that trickle down into that locker room where it sets the tone.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,874, the NASDAQ at 74,82. Sports sponsored by Lidl, the Hokie season is over as they lose to Alabama at the NCAA tournament. NHL, the Caps beat the Islanders. NBA, the Wizards are idle. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Planning an Easter meal? Shop Lidl for super deals on their gourmet preferred selection brand. Through Wednesday, get up to 50% off select specialty items in time for the holiday. Explore authentic flavors from around the world at surprisingly low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877, Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now, save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Thirty-five on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring on the Beltway delays each direction. We have an interloop crash. Interloop side between University Boulevard, New Hampshire Avenue along the left side of that stretch of the Beltway. So for those of you, if you're coming off at 270 around out of Bethesda, watch for delays just after Connecticut Avenue. And that's solid again to get past this crash. Outer loop, you can see it as well. So we're jammed off of 95. So that's one of our tough areas right now. We've cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. We do have volume each direction crossing and approaching the American Legion Bridge. 270 is doing okay now through Germantown and Gaithersburg, starting to thin out even through those snow flurries we're battling through here, coming through Rockville with a little stop and go into Clark's Gap on eastbound 7 as you pass Route 9. Remnants of the earlier crash had been over the shoulder. And to recap, for Metro Rail, expect delays all weekend. Check WMATA before you head out. However, for this morning's rush hour already, you want to bundle up. We have crowded platforms, single tracking the Silver Line trains between Stadium Armory and Addison Road. Other Silver Line trains every 24 minutes. They're doing structural repairs needed near Benning Road. So plan accordingly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
47 this afternoon. The winds will increase. Sunshine will start mixing with clouds later. Some clouds tonight down near 30. And a chilly St. Patrick's Day with occasional showers in the afternoon, 46. However, sunshine returns on Sunday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Woodbridge, 36 in Kensington, 37 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, top of the morning to you. That was horrible.
That was really bad. Do that again.
No, I'm not going to try it again. No, but St. Patty's Day is tomorrow. As soon as you're a little more intoxicated, my accent will sound more authentic. 8:37 here on WMAL. Pleased to be joined by Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. Brett, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, he says in a sober way. I appreciate that. let's talk about your exclusive interview yesterday. Special report, good as always. But on it yesterday, you had Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham announcing new information that they want to pursue a second special counsel. They'd like one. What's the new information that's leading them to that conclusion, and what's the likeliness that it happens?
Well, they feel like the Inspector General doesn't have the tools that he needs, so Grassley is calling it a kind of an addition to the Inspector General to call in people who have left government to expand the ability to get answers to questions that they don't have. They have a list of about 30 questions that they sent in these letters to the Attorney General and the Deputy Rod Rosenstein and also the IG. And they include some questions about Andrew McCabe. They include questions about political bias, who knew what when about the dossier. They include a lot of questions about Chris Steele and the interaction the FBI had with him. So it sounds to me like they're really going to push for this, and Grassley says he's going to, you know, do everything he can to get another special counsel, which would be interesting.
Are any of the questions, of any of the 30 questions, revelatory in terms of giving us new information that we haven't seen yet?
It's clear that they have seen information, perhaps in a classified state, that raises red flags to them. I mean, just by the list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was a court case in Great Britain involving Christopher Steele, in which he testified that he had talked to the members of the media in September of 2016 about the dossier, and the FBI said that he had not, and he was being used as a classified confidential informant during a time when he was talking to the media. So there's all kinds of questions about the FBI's dealings with Chris Steele and about some of the actions of the FBI leadership authorizing some agents and officers to talk to the press.
Yesterday, it was Lindsey Graham, I believe, on your show, who used the term possible criminal activity, that there was that they had seen maybe possible criminal activity, and that's why they want this special counsel. When you have senators telling you, look, we think there's possible criminal activity there, how do you not appoint that? How do you not have that special investigator? Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a better chance today that there would be one than there was, you know, a couple weeks ago. I also think that that in an effort to really clear the name of the FBI in the minds of the public, that there might be a want to do that and to kind of set the record straight. In the meantime, you know, the Mueller investigation and probe is continuing, and so you have a lot of moving parts here.
You know, regarding the Mueller investigation, it's come out that he has apparently sent a subpoena to the Trump Organization to turn over documents, including some related to Russia. Why a subpoena instead of just asking for the documents? Because as far as we know, the Trump Organization and the administration have been cooperating.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mystery, actually. We don't know the answer to that question as of yet. I know there's a lot of breathless speculation out there on various cable channels, but you're right in that the administration and the Trump Organization has said that they've been cooperative. So whether there is something that the Mueller probe investigators think has been held back, or this is simply a logistical, you know, straight in the corners, get from point A to point B, what they want specifically, that's another possibility. But we don't know the answer to that yet.
Yeah, on the media Richter scale, the needle's been bouncing like crazy on this notion that there may be something coming in the White House regarding staff shakeups, because I see the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, everybody seems to be in unison. Even Fox News, I saw 2 days ago, reporting that a shakeup is imminent. What is the truth on this? Because I know the president's kind of cashed it out as like just fake news, but he also suggested that there may be some changes still coming.
Yeah, I mean, the truth on it is that it's the president's decision. So, I mean, he could wake up on a Wednesday and say, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And he could see a story and say, I'm definitely not doing it. Or he could say, yeah, it's time. So these senior aides who think they know exactly where the president's mindset is with this president often don't. But it seems extremely likely that there are more changes to come, almost certainly. And H.R. McMaster is one that people say that he has looked for a replacement. When that's happening and someone's in the current job, usually that means days are numbered. How many days, we don't know.
Yeah, wanted to also talk to you about, you had mentioned, going back to something that you talked about, mentioning that Andrew McCabe's name came up. We know that he is on borrowed time as far as maybe being fired. Right now he's on, what was it, terminal leave, I think is what they called. He's burning through his vacation dates. His last day is Sunday. So Jeff Sessions has until Sunday to decide to fire him if that is what he chooses to do. That was the recommendation that was made by this investigation into Andrew McCabe. So do you think we're going to see Jeff Sessions actually step up to the plate and fire him?
I mean, I think it's possible. Listening to these senators last night, they don't have any love lost for Andrew McCabe. So, I mean, I think there's cover within the party on this move. But there'll be a lot of pushback from career folks, and, you know, it would prevent him from getting his pension. We have yet to see the specifics about what Andrew McCabe is alleged to have done or not done. And I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just say that.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of mystery surrounding Jeff Sessions' behavior for the whole Trump administration, mm-hmm. because it's not clear what his recusal actually covers. You just say the 2016 election. That can be so many things, up to and including the behaviors alleged here surrounding Andrew McCabe and the actual appointment of a second special counsel. He's kind of indicated that he'd be open to it, but are you of the opinion that he would himself, or would he turn that job over to somebody else, appoint a second special counsel?
Yeah, I think that it could fall within his purview. I mean, you're talking about things, the investigation in the early stages, and also how the Clinton situation was handled. So I think it would be outside of his recusal, but that's a good question. If it wasn't him, it would be Rod Rosenstein. And I think that there's a question there about
yes.
whether he would go forward.
Yeah, that might be a little bit messy, too, considering there have been so many conservatives who've alleged that Rod Rosenstein is a bad actor here, and that could pose itself a conflict of interest, the idea that he would appoint a second special counsel that could draw his name into it. Brett Baer, really appreciate all your insight this morning. We'll be watching you on Special Report, 6 o'clock on the Fox News Channel.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. 8:45 here on WMAL.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. We had some snow flurries busting around here, and hope this wasn't the cause of this 5-car crash on the Maryland Beltway on Silver Spring Interloop as you pass University Boulevard. They're trying to get everyone confined to the shoulder, but a lot of activity. So this unusual backup as you come out of Bethesda from Connecticut Avenue, again, past University Boulevard with this accident. Outer loop, you're checking it out, and then slow beyond toward George Avenue still. So that's what we have going on in the Maryland Beltway, one of our busiest areas. We're actually thinning out on 270, the slowest stretch that remains just in Rockville, and then on off of the 270 spur toward the Legion Bridge. George Washington Parkway, south of 123 near the overlooks, just definitely below speed here, heading down to the bridges. 395, once you get through Landmark, slows your boundary channel onto the freeway. Freeway slow each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind out of the west, northwest, gusty at times, especially this afternoon, but a clear start with a few clouds coming in this afternoon and cooler 47. Colder night tonight, 30 suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 and some light snow showers hanging around. Hillary Clinton, she did it again. This woman, she can keep an ER employed just on her own. So we know she, when she was in India, she fell down those stairs twice. You know, she slipped. She didn't really fall down. She slipped. They grabbed her, and then she slipped again, and she had two people holding her up, taking her down. Was not a good photo op at all for her. She was staying at the Umaid Bawan Palace, which, if you've seen the pictures, are amazing.
She was staying in a palace.
Mm-hmm. And she somehow managed to fall, either getting into, getting out of, or while in the bathtub. We don't need to know those specifics because that's a TMI thing. And she has a hairline fracture of her wrist. Oh. So now she's going to be in one of those. She had the boot on the foot. That was the longest toe healing ever. Remember, she broke her toe was the last thing like 5 months ago.
She's like one of the Three Stooges. Everything with her is a sight gag. She's like constantly falling over and hitting herself.
She's Chevy Chase all over again. I have to say, though, the pictures of her in India when she was falling down, she's got this big hat on. Huma Abedin's behind her, God knows why. Uh-huh. And she's got in this big, big, shapeless polka dot thing. Somebody said she looked like she was dressed like she was Lucille Ball in Cuba. She's like, why is she dressed like Lucille Ball on a cruise to Cuba?
I've got other news for you on Hillary.
There's more.
Former campaign manager Robbie Mook was doing an interview this week. Listen to him describing a fun Hillary Clinton story from the campaign. Cut 29. Here's Robbie Mook. Do we have it here, Mike? Cut 29? Oh, it's kind of fun. Okay. He's got it. Here it is.
Do you have a favorite Hillary story that kind of represents who she is, at least in your eyes? Because so many stories about Hillary, but everyone kind of has one.
Yeah, that's like, I remember on the plane, she had this lawn chair. And so you're on an airplane, right? And it had these lawn chairs that you fold up and you put
right.
beer in.
Yeah.
And she would always, like, every time I traveled on the plane, she'd be like, Robbie, pull out the chair. And I'd, like, set up this chair in the middle. And she would kind of, like, wrap herself up in a blanket. And, you know, we would just, like, kick it. And she would talk about, like, you know, Netflix and like shows. And I don't know, like that's the Hillary that I know.
She'd wrap herself up in a blanket and put herself on a fold out lawn chair on a moving plane and then chug the hot sauce that sits in her purse.
I just want to know why he speaks like a 17-year-old girl, you know? She's in a lawn chair, all wrapped up.
Well, some things might explain their loss.
Annoying.
849 on WMAL.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oil seeds, alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It's one of the top goals people have when they hit the gym. Lose their love handles. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. First things first, and I hate to break it to you, but there's no such thing as spot reducing when it comes to fat loss. I learned that term from my good friend, physician nutrition specialist, Dr. Melina Jampolis. She says love handles, that pinchable fat on both sides of your stomach, are especially stubborn. The best diet for losing your love handles, then, is going to be the one that you can stick to long-term, Melina says, because it's not going to be quick or easy for most people. All these things are going to be important. Yes, eating better, getting more exercise, but also more sleep and learning how to manage your stress. Everyone's personal plan is going to be a little bit different, but Melina reminds us, abs are made in the kitchen, not the gym. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
If you were told that surgery was your only option to eliminate your pain, or that you needed to take pain pills to help manage your arthritis, then pay close attention. Hi, I'm Charles Mann, and I've had countless injuries and operations, and I was told I was going to need more surgery and more pills to relieve my pain. Then I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, and no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. I've had the treatment, and I'm feeling little or no pain. Do what I did. Eliminate your pain and arthritis by taking the first step. Call 410-787-7250 and register for the next seminar. Learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250. That's 410-787-7250. I promise you, it'll change your life.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store. Locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV. Exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart. It's ultra high def. And it's curved. Just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000. But because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's Friday. We're winding down in 270 out of Frederick and heading down to the Beltway. Really the slowest stretch is right as you come down to the lane divide and mostly focused to get past Democracy Boulevard toward the American Legion Bridge. Now the inner loop of the Beltway, we are jammed heading out of Bethesda into Silver Spring due to the five-car crash inner loop right near University Boulevard. Most of that contained at the shoulder, but still a lot to check out because that's why coming around approaching Connecticut Avenue, hang on, you have this stop and go through that stretch. Outer loop heavy through that scene as well. Now, 95, both of our 95s just about cleared out. I don't see anything Maryland between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Virginia, 95, a bit slow right as you come up to the exit to get onto both loops of the Beltway and onto 395 into Landmark. And a reminder for Metrorail, it'll be a busy weekend for them, and they have a lot scheduled with structural repairs scheduled for between Benning Road and Capitol Heights. And right now, we do have delays on the Silver and Blue Line trains. Check WMATA before you go. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's where you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT and get $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind out of the west-northwest, gusty at times, especially this afternoon, but a clear start with a few clouds coming in this afternoon. And cooler 47, colder night tonight, 30 suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's... It's 35 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL. Wow.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 13% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick,
My old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
All right, well, guess what? Happy St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, but you can start partying today. We give you permission because, you know, hey, Chris Pontius.
When you say partying, I think you mean drinking, right? Is that what you intend to say? Start drinking now? It's only 9 a.m., for God's sake.
So you got a pregame.
I'm eating up the cabbage.
You
That's
really
my
are party. Irish.
Yeah. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's a good point.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Pentagon confirms that 7 U.S. service members have been killed in a helicopter crash in western Iraq.
There will be teams that will fan out to the families of all 7 fallen, notify them in the coming hours of the fate of their loved ones, and then after that, at some point, we, the public, will learn their names and learn what they were doing in Iraq.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. Miami-Dade police say the death toll is up to 6 in the collapse of a pedestrian bridge in at Florida International University. Police say at least 5 victims are still trapped in the rubble. Federal, state, and local officials are all now investigating exactly what happened.
This investigation, of course, continues, and rest assured, it will be well investigated, both by local, state, and federal agencies. Homicide detectives already on scene, as are FBI, NTSB, and OSHA investigators as well.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. The White House denies the reports, but President Trump may be about to fire his National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, the Washington Post reports. The president has talked to finalists for the job, but he is not made it official yet.
Sources say that after months of tension, President Trump has made the decision to fire National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. The president now weighing potential replacements, aiming to have a new advisor in place ahead of his historic meeting with North Korea's dictator, which could happen soon.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. A harsh assessment from a Republican who's a frequent critic of President Trump. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake says Republicans might not deserve to lead.
If my party is going to try to pass off the degradation of the United States and her values from the White House as normal, if we're going to cloister ourselves in the alternative truth of an erratic leader, if we are going to refuse to live in the world that everyone else lives in and reckon with the daily reality that they face, then my party might not deserve to lead.
The Maryland Senate has approved a $44 billion budget that includes some $200 million in new education funding. That money is going to come from the additional income tax revenue that officials expect to see as a result of changes to the federal tax system. A man was killed last night when his car ran into the back of a stopped ride-on bus in Rockville. It happened at Norbeck Road at Avery Road. The man was the only person in the car. At least 5 people in the bus were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Alex Smith is ready to hit the ground running with the Redskins after his formal introduction at Redskins Park.
What really cemented this move, says Alex Smith.
It's very clear immediately the desire to win from top to bottom. The competitiveness, the stakes.
Smith signed a 4-year contract extension with the Redskins, which head coach Jay Gruden says is a big help for planning purposes.
I feel like we have a good foundation in place systematically. Now it's just ways to branch off of it and make us better, and I think Alex gives us that flexibility in order to do that.
Also new to the team is wide receiver Paul Richardson, coming as a free agent from Seattle. He says he's excited to play with Smith.
I want to be able to develop some trust. Yeah, I want him to know I'm always available. Just throw it.
In Ashburn, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is promising there will be closer oversight of the city's troubled public school system. In her State of the District speech last night, Bowser said trust in the education system, quote, needs to be rebuilt. And several small businesses are suing the town of Seat Pleasant, saying the huge increase in their property taxes recently is illegal. and is actually aimed at shutting them down. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,874, the Nasdaq at 74,82. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 8 seminars throughout Maryland and Virginia the week of March 19th, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
905 at 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have a late hang-up in Fairfax on the crash on 123 Ox Road. If you're heading northbound north of Hampton Road, solid lineup towards Silverbrook, scene of the crash under police direction. Much better trying to get into Leesburg. Earlier accident activity in Clark's Gap gone, and the delays on eastbound 7 at 9 have disappeared. On the Beltway, we're still bunched up in Silver Spring. Had a 5-car crash. Inner loop side, University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue, which slows in both directions, even though most of that's to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sun this morning, a few clouds this afternoon, a gusty breeze, 47. Down near 30 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder, 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees in Washington. The investigation into that Miami bridge collapse is underway. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Yeah.